Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
From a cat that is keeping the world of modern piano a fresh, revealing realm of artistry. That was pianist and composer Noah Haidu with the song The Who off the 2017 CD Infinite Distances. So he grew up in Charlottesville, Virginia, and was exposed early on to all kinds of music, classical, avant-garde, rock, and jazz. His high school years were spent in New Jersey and in L.A., and he was increasingly drawn to jazz and the blues piano. His father was a huge music fan and took him to a plethora of concerts, lessons, band rehearsals, and his very first jazz shows. And during a recent interview with Neon Jazz, Noah talked about those early years with his dad.
My dad started me on jazz from a young age. I mean, not intending to make me a jazz musician, but he played all the music and Monk and stuff for me from when I was, you know, real little, and was very involved with my different mentors and finding me the teachers and taking me to the lessons, the things as I got serious about it. The time I spent with my dad after my parents separated, he was very much, were very important times when I really, you know, the music really took hold for me.
After graduating, Noah went to the jazz program at Rutgers University in New Brunswick, New Jersey. But he soon relocated to Brooklyn, eager to begin working in the heart of the music scene that was pulsing. It wasn't long before he was playing gigs with his trio, backing up singers and horn players, even playing keyboards with hip-hop and funk groups. His mentors over the years have included Bill Charlap, Kenny Barron, Bruce Barth, Barry Harris, and the great David Hazeltine. And over the years, Noah has performed to packed crowds in D.C., New York City, Boston, and so many other American cities. The Noah Haidu Quintet thrilled audiences in 2013 at the Silver Spring Jazz Festival, where Noah shared the bill with the great Branford Marsalis and his quartet. These days, he is known as one of New York's leading young pianists, and for very good reason. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town that loves the piano, from the legendary chops of Jay McShann in the old days to the likes of Joe Cartwright today, right here in Kansas City, Missouri. Here to delight you with the best of jazz every single time. So one of Noah's heavy mentors was the great Kenny Barron, as I mentioned. And as we slip into the tune Don't Explain off his 2015 CD Minor Blues, it was a trio CD, we will hear Noah talk about the time that he spent with Kenny.
My first mentor was Kenny Barron, and that was amazing because I was living in New Jersey at Rutgers and studying with Kenny Barron, and he was so incredibly, first, we didn't do that kind of exact study. It was just like general stuff, but it was just so incredibly musical. Kenny just oozing this incredible swing and music that he would just sit down and he, you know, play a beautiful solo, maybe play a ballad. And every time he played Darn That Dream or Body and Soul, every time it would be a masterpiece. It was never anything less than just you would want to record it and listen to it every day. My name is Noah Haidu, and I'm in Brooklyn, New York, digging neon jazz with Joe Dimino.
That was the story jazz clarinetist and band leader Edmund Hall with the 1949 tune Rumpus on Rampart Street off the LP Flying High. So over his long career, he worked with the best as both a sideman and a band leader. Right out of Reserve, Louisiana, Edmund was first taught guitar by his uncle, and then he finally picked up the clarinet, and he could play it within a week. He worked as a farmhand, but in 1919, he had become tired of all the hard work, and despite his parents' worries of finding a decent job as a musician, he left for New Orleans to follow his dream. But everything worked out. He found plenty of work and formed quite a jazz sound. From jazz vocalist John Doakes, usually delighting audiences weekly at jazz clubs throughout New York City, this is the song September in the Rain off his latest 2017 CD, Forever Reasons, next on this very reasonable hour of jazz, kids.
Leaves of brown came tumbling down, remember that September in the rain. The sun went out just like a dying ember that September in the rain. To every word of love I heard you whisper, the raindrops seemed to play our sweet refrain in the rain. Spring is here to me, it's still September, that September in the rain. ¶¶
September, that September in the rain.
Hi, this is composer and arranger Micah Bethea out of Jacksonville, Florida, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. Thank you.
That was Jacksonville, Florida, bass composer, arranger, and bandleader Micah Bethea with the tune Cole off his latest 2017 CD called Masters. So he got his graduate and undergraduate degrees from the University of North Florida, and these days he writes for so many mediums of ensembles. But at the end of the day, most of his music is set to the big band format and is primarily written for his own amusement. And during a recent interview with Neon Jazz, Micah talked about an interesting life that he's led, one that won't allow him to actually play instruments because of an auto accident that left him paralyzed, but a life that has been well lived. And when I asked who he thought he was, this was his answer.
I see myself kind of as, like, if you ever watch a fantasy movie, the main hero always comes across this older hero who failed his quest or he did something, and that guy sends him on the right path. And I just always see myself as the person that sends everyone else on the right path.
And on that path to discovering jazz and digging the music, there was a 1974 album by Maynard Ferguson called Chameleon, and it was huge for Micah. And as he explains further, we will play for you the tune Gospel John off that very album.
My father, primarily, his first album he showed me was Maynard Ferguson, Chameleon. I listened to that album a ton, and he grew up playing me tons of stuff. It was really his influence that got me into jazz, and then once I got into middle school, I started playing saxophone, and the rest is history, kind of.
Thank you.
That was veteran trumpeter John Venore with the tune A Taste of Honey off the 2017 CD Stolen Moments. So he's a Woody Herman alumnus and always has a strong place in the heart for the power and energy that is the big band. While attending a summer program directed by Oliver Nelson, John experienced a very pivotal moment in his career, making that decision to pursue music. After college, he joined the legendary Woody Herman Band, and when he returned to Philadelphia, he became a mainstay in the trumpet section for performers that would come to Philly, like Tony Bennett, Sammy Davis, and so many others. From the massively talented pianist and bassist Wade Legg, originally from Huntington, West Virginia, this is the 1953 tune, his ode, and his way of getting out there. Play, Legg, play, as we move right along down this jazz road of ours, next on Neon Jazz.
Hey, I'm Mark Juliana from New York City, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe DeMeo.
Thank you.
That was jazz musician and composer Eddie Daniels with the tune Blue Bossa. Man, this is a classic LP. So he's best known as a jazz clarinetist, but he also played alto and tenor saxophone and classical music on the clarinet. He's out of New York City, and he was raised in Brooklyn, and he became interested in jazz as a teenager. Over the years, he has toured and recorded with a huge variety of bands, small groups, orchestras, and he has appeared on TV many times. From the bravado of British guitarist, bandleader, arranger, composer, and even journalist Howard Lewcraft, this is the tune California Zephyr off the 2000 CD known as Showcase for Modern Jazz. And this, my friends, is as modern and cool as it comes right here on this very modern hour of Neon Jazz, baby. Thank you. From a cat with serious jazz street credit, we're going to wrap all this up with the great Fats Navarro, here to sufficiently make sure everything is wrapped up the right way. This is the tune The Skunk, circa 1948. So with that, thanks for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a man with a broadcast vision and a soul full of jazz funk love, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
It's Miller time.
Reach out to us. Let us know what's going on. We always love to hear from you. We're here all the time at neonjazzkc@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. All right. Until next time, enjoy the jazz, my friends.
Listening to a great selection of jazz music with Joe Domino on Neon Jazz. Neon Jazz is written and produced by Joe Domino, engineered by John Christopher. That's me. Produced at the studios of Yowza, Kansas City, Missouri. All rights reserved.
There you go.
Neon Jazz.